Kurtz, Mitch Fortner with you for the rest of the way. I've got the best home run call that I have, I think, ever heard, and You Can't Be Serious coming up. Before I get to the comparison I've got between the Chiefs going and getting Patrick Mahomes and the James Shields trade for the Royals, let me play a little bit of the NFL Network analysis of the Jordan Willis pick after it happened, just to get a flavor of what the national analysts were saying.
With the 73rd pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Jordan Willis, defensive end for Kansas State.
There we go.
Well, Eric Stonescreed asks, the Bengals deliver.
There you go.
And I think what Mike was talking about, when you watch Jordan Willis, you'll see him in a variety of spots, too, at Kansas State. Outside, inside. And he's one of those guys that, you know, when I talked with one scout, he said, absolutely love this guy. The motor is high. He plays every single snap. But what is my, you know, that one outstanding trait? Wasn't quite able to give that. But he said he's a guy you can plug in just about anywhere, and he's going to make plays for you. I actually enjoyed watching him against Stanford trying to chase down McCaffrey.
So there's Charles Davis. I feel like what he was saying there is some of what I was getting at in the open. He did a better job, I think, of putting it out there. But he doesn't have, you know, like the Chiefs. Man, we just did the whole quiz over this today. The defensive end from Villanova. It's going to take me forever to get his name. But, you know, he is just a freak athletically. You can be like, look, this guy is just way faster, quicker than everybody else. He's got that trait that just really knocks you over. Now, Jordan Willis had great combine numbers. He had really productive numbers at the college level. But Charles Davis's analysis was good at a lot of things, doesn't have one standout real trait, which is some of what I was getting at there, where I feel like teams went for guys that they perceive to have more upside but that won't be as ready to play right away. If you are more balanced across the board, you're naturally going to be more ready to jump in right away and play. And I think that's what Jordan Willis is. I mean, I think you'll see him make an impact pretty early. I think he will have a very long NFL career. I could not be more happy for him. Sad that he did fall to the third round, but I think he's going to do great. So that closes the book somewhat on the Jordan Willis discussion, but I think we all realize he's cut from the same cloth as Lockett, Whitehair, guys that we've seen go in the last couple years of the NFL draft. I could talk about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs going up to get him and really just the draft in general all day. You can tell, like, one of those things, I know it's stupid, and I know every sports radio host getting their hot takes off about the draft is dumb too, and there are a lot of real dumb things that happen in light of the NFL draft, but I'm a sucker for it. I love it. I sat there and watched a ton of it on Saturday, the last day of the draft. I watched darn near the whole thing. Not real proud to admit that, I suppose, but I like it. And I'm still glowing with excitement about the Chiefs going up to get Patrick Mahomes. And, Mitch, you actually said something earlier that sparked this in me, and that was, you said, well, they gave up a ton to get him. You know, they had to give two first-round draft picks, essentially, for him because they trade one for next year to go up to number 10 and grab him. It is a lot to give up, yes. But they had not done something like this since 1983. And we've seen over the last 4 years, they have hit the glass ceiling of what they have right now, which is making it to the divisional round of the playoffs, winning 9 to 11 games in the regular season, and being a good but not great team. And the way that the Chiefs would typically play it would not be to go give up a first-round pick for next year to make a bold move and grab a quarterback. But we've seen how that works out. You hit the glass ceiling. You're going to make the divisional round of the playoffs, and that's it. This was swinging for the fences. The Royals have been singles hitter, or the Chiefs have been singles hitters for a long time. This was taking a big cut for the fences. It may swing and miss, and it may result in Patrick Mahomes being a bust, and you gave up two first-round picks, and it sets things back a lot. But this is taking a chance. It's taking a shot. And what it reminded me of was when Dayton Moore finally saddled up and made that trade to send Will Myers for James Shields. That was less popular than the Chiefs move right now, which is circumstantial because people are just so geeked up about a quarterback because it had been so long. But really, you had people saying the same types of things if they were dissenters at the time about the Royals and the Shields trade. It was, well, Will Myers is this can't-miss prospect. You can't give him up. Look, you had to make a move that hurt at some point, or else you were just going to be stuck in that cycle forever as a Royals fan. Well, the minor league system's great, but the big league team never quite works out because minor league players are hit or miss. It's the same thing with the Chiefs. You're going to be stuck in this cycle forever with Andy Reid and John Dorsey if you just continued to do the same thing. And they took a chance and a bold move to get out of that cycle. How did the James Shields trade work out? How'd that work out for the Royals? They went to back-to-back World Series. They won their first World Championship since 1985. And it would not have happened if they would not have made the move that hurt, which was getting rid of Will Myers. Will Myers is a fine player, but you would not trade what happened and everything that came from it for Will Myers for anything right now. And the Chiefs are taking that kind of a gamble and a calculated bet here.
My Chiefs memory isn't the sharpest, but I'm trying to think back of when Kansas City has had a consistent quarterback. Alex Smith has been consistent at times. He's had a couple good seasons, but we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago, or maybe even last week, where Alex Smith is obviously not that Super Bowl quarterback. So I think the Chiefs, you mentioned this hasn't happened in the 80s. They're taking a chance on a quarterback to try to get to that next level. Maybe you win a couple of playoff games, and maybe Patrick Mahomes is that guy. So I decided to maybe go back and try to take a look at maybe, you know, when has Kansas City really had that last great quarterback. Maybe Trent Green might have been that guy, but he got hurt, and that really hurt his maybe his stardom or being a star as a Chiefs quarterback. But you look at Chiefs quarterbacks and like Pro Bowls, for instance. Like, when's the last time the Chiefs have had a great Pro Bowl quarterback? Alex Smith, I think, maybe given a Pro Bowl a couple years ago.
He's made a couple, like, as an alternate, yeah.
2013 he was, but you look back, Elvis Gerback in 2000 was, other than Trent Green, Elvis Gerback in 2000 was the last legit Pro Bowl quarterback the Chiefs had.
It's been
forever.
Much like a multitude of the Chiefs quarterbacks, a retread. That's the other thing, just retreads for so long at quarterback. Stopgaps. Solutions that aren't going to get it done. Trent Green is probably an exception to that. It was a different NFL then, and quarterback wasn't perhaps quite as valuable of a currency as it is in today's day and age in the NFL. Big deal there, obviously. They had no defense. That was certainly not Trent Green's fault that the defense couldn't force a single punt against the Indianapolis Colts the year that they went 13-3. So different circumstances there, but Trent Green was a quarterback that at that point in time in that NFL, I think he was capable of getting them to a Super Bowl, but it was the defense that let them down. In the NFL in 2017, man, you gotta have that type of quarterback. All right, been teasing it for a while. The greatest home run call ever coming up.